Hello, 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 and welcome. You are listening to Moving Into Light, my little space on the internet to share the tools and all the things that I do and that I teach to my clients and I share with my friends and family, things that move me into light and away from darkness. I'm Lisa Renee, the podcast host, and I am so glad to have you hopping on and joining me on this episode. First, let me say welcome to June. I don't know about you, but May was just a crazy month. Not in a bad way, in a very good way, but in just a kind of rip-roaring, I don't even know where that word came from, rip-roaring, crazy kind of month. I feel like May started and I blinked once and now it's June 2nd. I'm recording this on Friday, June 2nd. I'll be releasing it as soon as I'm done recording. Normally they come out first thing in the morning, but life is life, and so it's not coming out until tonight. It is what it is, folks. So thank you for finding me. Thank you for listening. Those of you who joined me in May for the meditation series, thank you so much. Those of you that emailed me that you made it through the entire 31-day challenge, awesome. A huge shout out to you guys. Who emailed and said, yes, I did it. I listened. I did it for 31 days. It's a big commitment. And I don't always think about how big of a commitment until about day 18 or 19 or 20. And then I'm like, wow, we're really doing this 31 full days without a break. We are making this happen. And there were a few times, and it always hits me around day 20. And we know 21 days to make a habit. I know all of those things. But that's about when it hits me that I'm like, oh man, I got to do another one. I got to keep doing it. I promised myself I've got to show up for myself. And so I did it. And for those of you who did it, thank you so much for showing up. And for those who just listened here and there, good job for you too, because you know, you never know what short meditation is going to really create change or be impactful in your life. So however it worked for you was exactly how it was meant to work for you. So I begin today's episode, with that. Thank you for May and for Meditation Month and for just joining me in whatever capacity you joined. And welcome to June. I feel this massive energy shift occurring for the past 2 days. I sat down two different times yesterday to record this episode, and it didn't happen. Just life happens, things occur. And so I thought, well, I'll just put it off and I'll do it later. And I feel like all of May was like that. Life kept happening. I won't say it got in the way because May was an awesome month of growth and expansion and learning. But it wasn't the easiest month for me. Maybe for you, I don't know. Maybe it was great for you. I say it was a great month because of the learning. I got so much insight. I feel like I ended the month of May with so much more clarity than I began the month. Just my thinking, my thoughts. Today on this episode, I really want to tune in to the idea of stillness and solitude and quiet. And there's a lot to this. I have spent a lot of the spring thinking about, kind of twirling around in my head, the idea of facing our biggest fears and what that looks like and what that means. And what is my biggest fear? What is your biggest fear? And if I ask that, I guarantee some things just kind of pop right in and you think, oh, I know my biggest fear. It's X, Y, Z, whatever it is. I feel the same way. And one of my biggest fears has been the fear of being alone. And this is multidimensional for me, on a lot of different levels. In a lot of different ways, this fear of being solitary or being alone or being by myself or being without a partner, or the list goes on. Any way that you can look at that fear, I have been impacted by it. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because when we dissect our biggest fear, whatever our biggest fear is, we learn things about ourselves that we can never unlearn. We can never unknow these parts of ourselves. And it's really valuable work, because here are some of the things that I've learned. One, my fear of being alone is very deep rooted. It doesn't go back just to childhood, although it does go back to childhood. It also goes back to other lifetimes. It also goes back to other existences and other civilizations. It also is multifaceted, this fear, because it's not just like I'm afraid to be by myself, which I've come to embrace, by the way. It was also a fear of being without a partner. It was a fear of supporting myself alone. It was a fear of, being by myself in a restaurant. A fear of being alone in a hotel room or in my home at night, or during the day for that matter. So it was all of these components. And I've really sat with all of these fears for the past month, but really since probably January, because I've been asking myself, what holds me back the most? And usually one of our biggest fears is what holds us back. And maybe that's true for you too. The thing that you fear the most is the thing that keeps getting in the way. And I'm here to tell you, it's going to keep getting in the way and getting in the way and getting in the way until you can face it head on and look it dead in the eyes and say, I'm not afraid of you anymore. But to get to that point, you really have to do a deep dive, and you have to figure out why. Where did it come from? And I've done that. I've been doing that, and I will continue to do that, because what I've learned is that with the spiritual work, we are never entirely finished. The minute you think, oh man, I've got this mastered, I've got it, wham, the universe is going to slam you with a deeper realization, or a deeper level of conflict, or a bigger fear, or a component to that fear that you haven't even pondered yet. So I'm just here to tell you, don't get cocky. Don't let your ego get in the way. Don't think you've mastered it, because I'm here to tell you, you probably haven't. But maybe you have. I probably shouldn't say that. Maybe you have. But for me, I haven't. Because the minute I think I've got it, I don't. I just don't. But I have come to several realizations about this fear of being solitary, of being alone. In my childhood, I used to see spirits, ghosts, figures, angels in my windows, in mirrors, in glass. And when I was by myself is when I would feel their presence, right? And so I always wanted to have someone nearby, because that helped break that for me. That energetic frequency that I tuned into when I was alone, I often didn't tune into when I was around people. So that's one piece of it, right? Another piece was I watched someone very close to me struggle being alone, supporting themselves alone, managing life, doing life alone. And I absorbed that. As an empathic child, my empathy worked strong, right? I absorbed what was around me. And so if one of the adults in my life struggled with something like this kind of a fear, you bet I absorbed that one. And so what did I do? I made sure that I was never alone. I always had a partner. I always had a boyfriend. I always had a best friend. I always had a husband. I always had somebody, so that I wasn't alone, to take care of that childhood fear. You can see how it presents itself in a lot of different ways. And being by myself now almost feels like a gift. I'm a mom of 7 kids. And if you are a parent or a caregiver, you definitely know what it is to have that time by yourself that's solitary, that is filled with stillness and calm and quiet, right? But it goes beyond that. In order to really be okay with being alone with ourselves, we have to like who we are. We have to love ourselves. We have to be willing to nourish all of the parts of ourselves, even the parts that we don't like. Because there are parts of our makeup, our character that we aren't fond of. And we can't dissect that until we look deeply at it. And we have to be alone with ourselves to do that. So in 2019, we bought this property that we call the Sylvan Well. We didn't move on to it until a full year later, and it still was only partially livable. So in 2020, we moved 30 miles out of a very small town. I have a gas station 6 miles away, the nearest grocery store, shopping, whatever, is 30 miles away. The nearest mall or Target or big places to shop is 90 miles away. And you want to talk about being solitary. And if I am very, very honest, the first year or two on this property, it felt like solitary confinement. I had a 2-year-old when we moved onto the property. And my partner was teaching full-time in the middle of COVID. Everything was still shut down, or very much shut down. And I was incredibly isolated. And I would be lying if I said the first 2 years were simple. But last year, within this past year, something shifted. Something shifted because what I realized is this land, this property, it's nurturing me. It's nourishing me. It's helping me see the parts of myself that I haven't been able to see before. And when we get into quiet, we can look deeply at the things that we need to see. If you can hear a tiny kitten meowing, I'm going to apologize. There's one outside my window, and she is not a happy camper tonight because Mama is gone, and she's by herself out there, so my apologies. You can send her love and light. She's feral. We're trying hard to tame her and to hold her and to nourish and nurture her, but she's a hard sell right now, so she's out there crying. Anyway, this property taught me to be solitary. It has taught me to embrace the quiet. If you have ever lived out, you know that it's a trek. It requires planning just to go to the grocery store because half hour in, half hour out, it's at least an hour of driving and then whatever time I spend in town. So nothing is quick and easy. It requires planning to step into the world. And to be honest, it's easier just to stay out of the world a lot of the time. So I keep my pantry stocked. You know, I plan ahead, all of those things. But being here has been very solitary. I just keep coming to the word solitary. There's a stillness here that I didn't understand, and now I crave. And it is in the quiet. It's in the time of being alone. And I think this is true for all of us. It's in the time of that stillness where our soul can speak to us, where the divine mother father can reach us, where our angels, our guardians, our guides, whoever we connect with, that's when they can reach us. And if you are so busy, like I was, meeting friends for coffee and meeting people for lunch and meeting with clients and doing this and doing that and going shopping, and I didn't live a frivolous life, but I did a lot of things outside of my house 4+ years ago, right? I taught a lot of workshops. I taught classes. I met with students. I was out doing workouts at the gym. I was out walking every day. I would bike. I'd go out for coffee a couple times a week with friends. I didn't leave a lot of time to hear my soul speak. And it wasn't until I got to this property that started to shift. And I really, truly began to relish the time with myself. I've mastered the intrusion of spirits and the psychic mediumship of, entities who have messages to deliver and spirits who wish to communicate and all of that. That part I, for the most part, have a handle on. So I don't have that bombardment anymore like I did when I was young. I have great deep connections with my adult children. And I talk to most of them several times a week, some every day. But I don't grasp for them. They have all taken flight. And we've loosened that grasp so that they live this abundant, fulfilling life. And we're still connected. But neither my children nor me, we don't hold each other too tightly so that we're held down. I've always had issues with feeling constrained. If you know anything of my history, you know I love to move. Like, sell everything in my house and just sell my house. Pack a few boxes of books and kitchen stuff and find someplace new. And my husband has been very accommodating, but I know that it gets old. But that idea of being still means a different thing now than it did years ago. And so I'm sharing this because, one, I'm in the middle of facing this deep fear of being alone, just being honest. And two, I'm really guided to share it with you because I guarantee someone out there is trying to grasp or to face something huge in their life right now, or I wouldn't be sharing this. I wholeheartedly believe that someone is facing huge fears because I'm recording this for you and for myself because it's my processing too. But it's when we get on the other side of the fear that we can breathe easier, that the light bulbs come on, that the understanding is there, that the clarity, the insights, it all begins to make sense. And we go, oh, I get it. I understand. And when you understand yourself better, you vibrate higher. You just do. And when you vibrate higher, you bring in new experiences. And those new experiences create new shifts. And it's important that you shift. And the shift is what takes us to the next level. I want the next level. Because there are things in my life right now that I don't want to have to come back and repeat. I wholeheartedly believe that this is Earth school, right? That we are here for learning. We're here for an education. We're here to grasp spirituality. We are here to have an understanding of the world, the planet, the earth, divinity, ultimately divine love and divine wisdom. We have goals. We come onto the planet, we get erased. Temporarily, we don't remember why we're here, what we're here to do, what our purpose is, what our goals are, and what we get to return to. But once you hit a certain point, you just know. You may not know full on exactly what you're returning to, but you know that there's something to return to. At least that's what I believe. And when we know there's something to return to, we get that inkling. We've done this before. Well, I know full on, I've done this many times before. I've seen the past lives. I believe it kind of is all happening right now at one time, but that's a totally different topic for a different podcast.
I believe simultaneously things are all happening. But I don't want to repeat this again. I don't want to come back onto the planet to learn some lessons that I could have learned right now in this life, right? I don't want to do that. So I want to get everything learned now that I can possibly learn, so when I come back next time, it's even easier. Maybe you're with me, maybe you're not, but I want to learn all I can. And learning all I can means I've got to face all my fears. I've got to face my demons. I've got to face my struggles head on. I don't want to bury my head in the sand. I don't want to pretend that things aren't hard when they're hard. When they're hard, damn it, they're hard. And they're hard for a reason. They're hard so I can learn so that I don't have to learn it again, right? And that's what I've been telling myself. Man, this is hard right now, whatever this season or this thing is. It's hard, but it's okay that it's hard because it's temporary, one. And two, I want it to be hard so I can learn, overcome, struggle, grow, expand, figure it out, come to the aha moment, and not have to do it again. And I so believe that it's in the moments of stillness, in meditation, in prayer, in organic rest, that we can have the understanding that we are here to have. I've seen it myself. I've watched people on the property come in frantic, recalibrate, take the time to go inward, and leave refreshed, with insight, with further future knowledge, feeling better, feeling calmer. And this is where I've been this past several months. I've been in this state of facing this thing of being alone and looking at it and uncovering it and diving into it and saying, what if I was alone? What's my biggest fear there? What am I worried about? What am I concerned about? I was listening to something the other day and said, instead of saying my biggest fear, what do I fear? Change the language and say, what am I concerned about? Because when you say, what am I concerned about? It's an entirely different energy than saying, what am I afraid of? Right? Just feel your way into that a little bit. What am I concerned about instead of what am I fearing? And that one really hit home for me in a big way. So what was I so concerned about with being alone? And then when you ask the question that way, you can sit down and really kind of lay it out for yourself. These are the things that I'm concerned about. And then when you realize those concerns are manageable, right? They have answers. There are boxes that you can tick with those concerns. It takes the pressure off. And so I invite you to look deeply at the biggest fears in your life and ask yourself, why? What am I concerned about? It's so much learning right now, and it's happening to so many people. So many people, clients, friends, family members, are waking up to entirely new ways of living their life. And it is not easy to make these kind of big monumental changes. It's just not. Because sometimes people don't understand what you're doing. They don't understand your why, and you know what? It's okay. People don't have to understand you. They don't have to understand your motives. You don't have to explain your motives. You don't have to give the reasons, really, except for those few people close to you where it really matters. You don't owe people that. You just don't. And people are waking up, and people are having these aha moments, and they are beginning to really make changes. I'm watching it. I'm watching it with my clients daily. These aha moments, these moments of insight, and it's from divinity. Insight comes from the divine. And it's in the moments of stillness that we can connect and tap in and get our answers and get our inspiration.
And if you don't have moments of stillness, of solitude, of quiet, then maybe that's where you need to head next, right? When I purchased this property several years ago, my plan was to hold retreats here, to have people gathering in community and praying and meditating and doing yoga together on the property and community and bonfires and s'mores. And Spirit is saying, no, no, it's not that. You're facing your biggest fear. This was my answer. You're facing your biggest fear to teach it, to share it. And I'm like, what? My head's spinning. What? And I did have some clients reach out and say, I want to work one-on-one. And I want quiet. I don't want to come to see you for a retreat. And Spirit said, no. Use your biggest fear. And so it's been a couple of months of putting all these pieces together, but my offerings here on the Sylvan Well have changed dramatically. And I'm sharing all of this because, one, it's just what's going on in my life. But two, I want to extend an offer to you. If you receive my newsletter, you received it today. They went out today, this morning, June 2nd or yesterday. Yesterday or today, you received it. And it's called Nourish 24. And it is an invitation for people to come on to our property for stillness, to come here for quiet, to be solitary. Not to be silent. We do have a silent retreat on July 29th scheduled. But you come onto the property, an individual, and we have a consultation. What modalities do you want to dive into? And those are all listed. And a lot of you know the work I do already, so I'm not even going to go into that. But you come onto the property and you have four session times. In a 24-hour period, you have three organic meals, you stay in the cottage, and you and I work together to facilitate the learning, whatever it is you require. Maybe you need guided meditation time. Maybe you need a mindful walk. Maybe you need a private yoga session. Maybe you need a, you know, intuitive healing session. And we put all that together into a package, and it's just you. And you rest and you recalibrate, you eat organically clean food that nourishes you, you sleep well, you have solitary time, and hopefully you leave feeling recalibrated. We can accommodate 1 to 4 people. And I was initially going to do only one-on-one, but you know, sometimes the best way to be solitary is to be with a partner or to be with a best friend or maybe, you know, a group of sisters. So we opened it up for 4. Our Brook Cottage has 4 bunks. And so if you come singly, is that a word? If you come by yourself, you have 4 session times. If it's a group of 2 people, you each have 2 sessions in the 24 hours. 3 or 4 people, you each get 1 modality session time. And then the rest of your time is used for rest, your meals, and solitude, to journal, to walk the labyrinth, to write, to sleep, to read. And that's our Nourish 24. And I'm sharing that here because I feel like it needs to go out into the world. We need, as human beings, we need times and we need places to step aside from our life, from the noise, from the voices, from our work, from our families, from social media, from the news, from all of it. And we need a time to come back to ourselves, to where our own only focus is our own wellness, our own joy, our own happiness, our own purpose. And I know that some of you listening are busy parents. Some of you are educators. Some of you are my personal clients. Some of you are just friends. Not just friends, but you are friends. Whatever your role is, some of you I don't even know, whatever your role is, I guarantee there are times in your life where you just need silence. You need time to set aside just for you so that your soul can speak to you and so that you can connect. You can connect, reconnect to the earth, you know, to nature, to the trees, to yourself, to prayer, to your guides, to your God. Whatever it is, reconnection is so valuable. And I feel like that's what I'm here to do. I'm not here to gather people in community and retreats. I'm here to gather people so they have time in solitude. Why? Because it's been one of my biggest fears. And I'm facing that here, and then I'm offering that solitude to my guests, to my clients, to the people on the property. This is healing land, and I believe that. I believe the earth is healing. It is here to heal us. We are here to heal it, her. It's all connected. And I don't believe any of these things exist without the other. Not fully, not completely. So I don't know where you are in life's journey right now on this beginning of June 2023. But I know where I am. I am sitting with myself daily and saying to my soul, what do you really need? How can I help you? And maybe it's time for you to sit with yourself in stillness and ask your soul, what do you really need? What do I really need in my life? What do I need more of? What do I need less of? How can I help you? We all have language that helps us. You know, my youngest child can be volatile. And when he goes that direction, one of the questions that always stops him in his tracks, and you could use this yourself, what do you need right now that you don't have? And he will stop and stare at me every single time I ask that question. Because when we are throwing a tantrum or when we are losing our mind or when we are upset, we have a need that is not being met, but we don't always identify it. So by asking yourself, what do I need right now that I don't have? Maybe it's a walk. Maybe it's a deep breath. Maybe you're starving and maybe you just need some food in your body. Maybe you're overly tired. Maybe you're worn out. Maybe you're exhausted. Maybe you are on noise overload and you just need 5 minutes of silence. When you ask the question, what do I need right now that I don't have? You're opening the door for your soul to speak. And when you sit in stillness daily, it becomes the habit that you give your soul time to speak for you, to you, with you. And how better to meet our own needs? You know, we have to be able to identify those needs in order to meet them. So being solitary, being still, being with yourself is one of the best ways to begin the process of really nurturing yourself. We are all that we need, right? Everything we need is within us. I've heard that from my guides so many times. You have all that you need. Everything you need is within you. And sometimes I want to say, well, bullshit, because I don't believe it. I need this. I need this. I need this. But they insist. And then finally, I acquiesce and I say, you're right. Everything I need is within me. I am peace. I can be calm. I can choose love. That's all I need. Everything else is outside of that. Everything else is temporary. So I will say to you, you have all that you need, and all that you need is within you. And you may yell bullshit too, and that's totally fine. But it's true. But you do have to nourish that. You have to come back home to yourself and ask the questions, what do I need right now that I don't have? And I think that's it, my friends. What do we need that we don't have right now? I know my answers, and you need to know your answers so that you can nurture and nourish those parts of yourself that really are in need right now. And if you need a place to do that, you know we're here for you. But that's really not the point of this podcast. The point is just really to remind you to get still, to get quiet, to dive into those big fears, and know you're okay. And know that you're held. And know that you have help and you are truly never alone. So, I think that's it for today. I hope this finds you healthy and happy and whole. I hope your June is shaping up to be an amazing month. I hope the summer season is feeling good for you. We've got a lot of interesting things going on around here this summer. And I'm good with that. Interesting is good. I've got a great new project I'm going to start working on, and eventually I'm sure I'll share it with you. And I would love to see some of you join me for a Nourish 24. It's on the website, for the Sylvan Well website. I'm going to put a link on my personal lisa-renee.com website so that it'll take you to the Nourish 24 page. But if it resonates with you, if it's something that you or you and a partner or you and some friends would like to do, reach out. We will get you a day on the schedule. We're only doing a couple of days a month for Nourish 24, so they will book up, and you know we're going to try to run these through late October. So anyway, I hope all is well in your world. Again, if you joined me for May for meditation, thank you so much. And just thank you so much for showing up here for this episode today. If you need me, you know where to find me, and my email address is in the show notes. So many blessings, much love, and happy June. I'll be back next Friday. Thanks for listening.